I was always that kid who did nothing productive. I would wake up and I would jack off first thing. As soon as I'd wake up, the first thing I'd do is either I'd jack off with my hand or I'd basically like fuck my own bed sheets. Complete degenerate, binge eating junk food, not studying for school, awkward as fuck. How did I go from that just about 8 years ago to where I am now, where I achieved every goal that I had set for my 20s? In this video, I'm going to give you the answers on how you can force your brain to stick to the good habits that will transform your life forever. The first piece of advice I want to give you to force your brain to stick to good habits is to do it with someone who's funny. So don't just do it with other people. That's like pretty tame, decent advice. But for me personally, when I do some of these like good self-improvement habits, like working out or stretching or working with specifically someone who is funny and actually genuinely makes me laugh, I swear to God, it's so easy for me to stick to that habit. Because think about it, why do we not stick to some of these good habits? We know they're good for us, right? For me, it's like stretching. For you, it might be like meditation or journaling. We know they're good for us. We know we will get a good reward from doing these habits, but the single reason why we don't stick with them is because they're kind of fucking boring. Most of the good habits that you have to do in self-improvement are less fun than the other things you could do, like, for example, video games and porn and scrolling and maybe going to the gym. I just want you to think in your mind right now, what is one or two very specific habits that you've struggled to get consistent in? And most likely, it's the ones where you don't actually enjoy it. For you, it might be like meditation and journaling. For me, it's stretching. Now, here's the interesting thing. There could be someone watching this thinking, but mine is the gym. Like, I struggle to get consistent in the gym, but I enjoy it. And to that, I'd say, wait, no. I think you're saying you enjoy this habit because you feel like you're supposed to, but are you actually smiling and laughing when you do that habit? For me in the gym, I actually am because I live in Bali, so I go to a very, very social gym. Half the times I don't even have my earphones in because I'm speaking to people who've come up to me. We're laughing, we're like, you know, just joking around, or we're getting into like serious conversations about business, or there's a girl who smiles at you and those kinds of things, like, you know, they kind of pick you up and make you enjoy the session more. But for me, when I do these like alone habits, like trying to do a 30-minute stretch routine in my apartment, and it's just so fucking boring. That's the thing that I don't stay consistent with. So this is such an easy way for you to take a boring habit and actually make it so enjoyable that it's literally like a fun part of your day. Think about the habit that you struggle with and then think about who you could mix in with it. You might have like some friend from like your Discord days, right? Like, you know, when we used to play video games, who was funny as fuck. And imagine if you somehow just convinced him to do one of these habits with you. Like, if, for example, if you struggle with stretching or you struggle with going to the gym, imagine you just convinced that funny, funny guy from Discord to come to the gym with you. It's going to be hard to convince someone to get onto self-improvement, but if you can, holy fuck, it makes the journey so much more fun. Like, when I first started this business, like this YouTube channel in 2020, the first proper employee that I hired became my best friend. His name is Sam. And we would go on calls together where we would just kind of like, you know, just eat our food and just talk like friends. And naturally, we'd end up talking about business and the next videos we should record because he was my video editor. And that just made this journey so much more fun because, you know, whenever there's like a fucking retard who's left like a random comment or something, we'd screenshot it and send it to each other. We had like inside jokes. We had like just banter. And the game, which, and the habit, which is usually productive and, you know, requires a bit of discipline, becomes your source of joy because you share it with someone who's actually funny. And I want to make this so clear, this effect of, you know, like a habit being easier because of someone else, it has not happened to me with people who are not funny. So what I mean by this is I haven't been more consistent in some of these habits that I am somewhat inconsistent in when I've mixed them with people who are not funny. For me, it's so specific. They have to be a funny person. I have went to the gym with people who are way, way better than me. Like, they're way more skilled than me, and I didn't get consistent in it. I've done some of these like habits and business things, and I've had conversations with guys who are so much more skilled and credible than me, and I don't become more consistent because of it. I think consistency with these good habits specifically comes when you find a funny person to mix in with it. I remember last year in 2024, I got super serious in bodybuilding and weightlifting again. It's been like a love of mine for like 10 years, but I kind of like stopped giving a shit about it for like a period of time. And I ended up starting training with my friend Zach, who is like a personal trainer in my gym back home. And he's like a funny guy, and like we would literally just roast each other, we'd swear at each other in our workouts. Like, stop being a fucking pussy, get that fucking weight. Nah, you didn't hit like 100 kg last week, you're fucking lying, you're a pussy, whatever. And that's like, bro, it's fun as fuck when you go to the gym with a guy who's genuinely funny, with a guy who's, you know, like not like socially autistic or retarded or anything, and you can literally laugh at each other, you can roast each other, you can like point this out, you can talk about personal life. But all in all, like the biggest thing is you just actually have fun when you do the hard habit. It made it so fun that going to the gym for about 6 months straight did not feel at all, even one singular bit, that it required discipline from me. And I made incredible progress in that time because I was extremely consistent and hardworking. One slight disclaimer I want to give you with this is just be careful with this, because I also don't want you to over rely on someone else. So years before that little training period that I told you about with Zach last year, I actually used to train with people from university. So when I was like 19 years old, I'd go to the gym with those guys. And I had a couple of best friends who I would go to the gym with, and the gym would be so much more fun when I'd go with like my friends who I lived with in like the student accommodation. But I remember the times where they would slack off because they weren't as serious as I was on the journey of like going to the gym or being productive, whatever. And when my friends would slack off, I would too. So I want you to have this powerful kind of mindset where you're going to try your hardest to do this habit with or without anyone else. If someone else can join you on the habit, okay, awesome, especially if they're like a funny person who makes the habit more enjoyable. But I never want you to get to the point where you consider skipping the habit for the day because the friend that you usually go with is slacking off. Because I used to have days in university where I'd wake up, I'd be ready to go to the gym, I'd message my friends who usually would come with me, and they'd be like, oh, no, I'm not going today. Nah, I can't be bothered. And because of that, my schedule would get messed up. So there were so many days where I'd love to go to the gym at like 9 a.m. and I'd be ready to go, but then my friend would be like, oh, I can't be bothered, let's go after lunch. Then I'd go after lunch, you know, I'd plan, okay, let's go eat, whatever. Then at 1 p.m., he's like, oh, no, I'm not going to. And I would think to my mind, like, I would have went at 9 a.m. if it wasn't for this motherfucker. Now my schedule's all fucked up. So I never want you to get to the point where your routine gets fucked up because of your over-reliance on other people. So the best case scenario, you meet another guy who's on self-improvement, as serious as you are, and he actually appreciates like keeping his routine consistent. The problem is, where the fuck do you meet other guys who are actually serious on self-improvement? Like, you can meet other guys who, yeah, they go to the gym and you see them in the gym and stuff, but then all the guys in the fucking gym that you'll meet, they're still fucking Jeffrey little bitches, honestly. Like, none of them are gonna achieve like the sort of male advantage, you know, the SMV growth. None of the random guys you walk past in like the gym or the street are actually gonna become like millionaire entrepreneurs. Usually the disciplined guys you see in the street or, you know, in the gym, the area you see them in is the one area in life that they're actually doing something productive. The guy that you see in the gym who's lifting some pretty good, decent weight and he's in good shape, he vapes and fucking goes out and takes drugs, and then he also like fucking, you know, he's obsessed over this one fucking hoe of a girl and stuff. And what I mean by this is it's very hard to meet other guys who are as serious on self-improvement as you are, where they would actually mix with your habits. And you could, it's not like weird to message them and say like, oh, hey bro, let's go get a coffee from this restaurant and take our journals with us or take books with us and just go sit there. Let's go dress up, take some nice Instagram pictures and go cold approach girls in the fucking city or something. Let's go, once you can, maybe in the future, let's go travel to a different country. Let's go rent like an Airbnb together and let's go to Bali. Hamza's there. Let's go and see if we can find his gym. Let's go to Thailand and go train Muay Thai there. Let's go and just go to fucking Dubai or some shit for like, you know, 2 weeks. And when you've got a guy who's serious on this journey as you are, there's so much stuff you can do, which are usually these kind of hard, disciplined, uncomfortable habits, but that become enjoyable when you have someone else who's on self-improvement. You just need to meet those people. And it's very hard to meet someone who's actually on self-improvement. That's why I made the Library of Adonis, which literally, it's like a place for you to get education and training from me, which is away from social media, so you don't get the same kind of triggers and everything. And there's tons of courses and workout routines and educational materials there, which is awesome for your self-improvement journey. But of course, the people who buy it are way more serious about self-improvement than the people who just watch the videos for free. Of course they are, right? Because they're literally investing into this journey. But the best part about this program that I made is that we have this map feature where you can literally see which cities and towns the members are in. You don't get docs, like it doesn't show your exact location, or otherwise, obviously, I wouldn't even use it myself. But you can literally see, like, we've got hundreds of members across, like, most of the countries of the world. And if you're, like, living in UK right now and you live in London, there's, like, 20 people who live in, or 16 people who live in London that you could go find and message and be like, oh, hey, bro, like, I saw you were in this program as well. Do you want to go to this gym and do a session? Do you want to come to this restaurant? This is where your best friend is. Like, just think about that. Your fucking future best friend, the guy that you travel with, the guy who stands by your side when your bride, your future wife walks down the aisle, your best man. This is where you're going to find him, right? You're going to find, like, your best friend is going to be as serious and as autistic about self-improvement as you are. That's why I made this. And it's fucking awesome because you can get access to this for like 30 fucking $7, right? And so it's like, if you're traveling, okay, you're going to go and travel to fucking, I don't know, Switzerland. This guy's in Switzerland. So you can message them and be like, oh, hey, I'm landing in Switzerland. I saw you're in the same city that I'm staying in. Let's go to a restaurant together. Let's go do this. Let's go, I don't know, cold plunge in the fucking lakes or something. It's so fucking beautiful to be able to connect with other guys who are serious about this path. So you get the map of guys who are serious on self-improvement and the courses, but whatever. Top link in the description. I highly recommend you join. The second bit of advice that I have for you to force your brain to get consistent in these good habits is to make it obvious. This is something I learned from the book Atomic Habits. There's like a few things you can do to make a habit just way more consistent in your life. And one of the powerful, like the most powerful ones, which seems too simple, is make it obvious. So I have, you can't see it, but I have like a big water tub. Like in Bali, you can't drink from the tap, right? So I use this little thing. In fact, yeah, let's fucking grab one. Let's show you this. Interactive fucking, look at this. Thank you, Mr. Cameron. So this is what I drink from, right? There you go. So I drink from that. And I also want to take creatine every day. So creatine, God. There you go. This is the creatine that I use, right? This is a good brand as well, by the way. Yeah. So I want to take this, but sometimes I found myself forgetting to take this a good few days of the week. You're supposed to take this every day, and it's just like a supplement to help you with muscle. And I would forget to take it every few days, and I would see it and be like, oh, fuck, like, oh, you wasn't taking it for the last few days. Maybe you should take more today, whatever. I wasn't consistent in taking the supplements. So I did the most, like, fucking brain-dead thing possible. What do you think I did to make this more obvious? I literally put it on top of my water system. So when I go to fill up like a glass or a bottle, this is literally on top of it. So my brain is like off. I will wake up, the first thing I'll do is get some water from that little water thing I showed you. And I will literally see this on top of it with a spoon next to it. So I'll literally get a scoop of this, put it in my little glass, and that's my supplement for the day. The advice is like, you just, whatever you're struggling with, make it more obvious so that you don't have to like think about it, and it's in your visual cue. There was a study I remember from ages ago, which was that you will lose weight if you hide away all of like the snacks of your house into different drawers instead of having anything that's out. You know how in most families' kitchens they'll have unhealthy food that's like out and it's visible, and there's like chocolate on the little counter or some cereal or whatever. The families that put out vegetables and fruit where everyone can see them end up losing more weight. The lesson behind this is like, what can you see? So if right now you're struggling with a certain habit, let's say, for example, you don't want to use your phone as much. Your phone is obvious. It's in your visual field like 24/7, right? And here's the thing, which you're going to think is too simple, but I'm telling you, this will literally cut your screen time down by like 50%. Just keep your phone in a different room. You'll listen to this advice, you'll nod your head, be like, oh yeah, that's good advice, and then you won't fucking do it. But I guarantee the day you fucking do this and you're like, oh yeah, yeah, just let me try that technique that Hamza was talking about. Take your charger, put it in a different room, go back to your room to study or to work. I guarantee that day your screen time will be down by 50% up until you just become a fucking brain dead idiot. Grab your fucking charger, put it back in your room. Like, oh, why did my screen time go back up? Yeah, motherfucker, because you didn't follow through on the fucking plan, right? If you go and just put your phone in a different room and make it so that the charger of your phone kind of actually stays there. So anytime you need to charge your phone, you put it in a different room. I guarantee your screen time will like half. Now you're going to be a fucking asshole and start complaining, oh, but what about the alarm? I need the alarm. Like, fuck you. Go on Amazon and go buy a fucking alarm, you fucking retard. What the fuck is this? Every time I give some good advice on like lowering screen time or turning your notifications off, there's always some motherfucker who's like, oh, but what about my alarm? It's like, just go fucking buy an alarm, bro. You can buy like, you know, like proper digital alarms that aren't a part of a phone for like $5-$10. Just go fucking buy one. If your screen time's like 3 hours a day, 4-5 hours a day, 8 hours a day if you're a fucking retard, then this should be one of your biggest fucking priorities, is make your phone less obvious. You motherfuckers who watch my videos complain about this shit all the time of like, oh, you know, Hamza, the algorithms and stuff. You literally keep your phone next to your bed and you keep waking up and grabbing your phone first thing in the morning. If you're not a fucking maniac retard, you should consider not keeping your phone right next to bed. This is your advantage. You've got to understand, like, you know, any resistance you feel right now is resistance in basically serving yourself and helping yourself. It's your advantage. It makes you a stronger person not having a fucking phone charger next to your bed like a fucking modern day retard. Put the phone charger in a different room, right? You've got like different rooms in your house. You've got like the living room or some shit. Make that the official place where you charge your phone, which means that you'll have to leave it there at nighttime. That means that when it gets like 9 p.m. and you're winding down for bed, your phone isn't there because it's in a completely different room. And I guarantee you'll sleep better. Your screen time will go down. You'll have less like anxieties over the night. You'll never have those random days where you just stay up accidentally texting someone or calling someone or scrolling and then just losing sleep because of that. You're making your phone less obvious. So for the good habits that you want to do more, make them more obvious, right? For example, if you want to start flossing your teeth, this is something I started in 2020, and I swear to God, I have missed flossing my teeth maybe less than 10 times in the last 5 years. That's insane, right? I literally started randomly, and I have been so consistent, and the times that I've missed it, like I was sick or I was traveling or something. Even when I take flights, I literally bring floss with me. Even when I've been mostly sick and I've went out on like late nights or whatever, I've still fucking flossed my teeth basically every single night. And I swear to God, there's been like a handful of nights where I didn't floss my teeth. Why? Where do you think I keep the floss? Literally right next to my toothbrush. Maybe it's also because I'm not a lazy motherfucker and 1 minute flossing my teeth doesn't feel too hard for me. And it's quite enjoyable because obviously, like when you floss, you sometimes see like a little chunk of food come out. You're like, oh, that's a bit gross. If I didn't floss my teeth today, that would have just been inside of it. But I make it obvious by keeping it right there. Why would you have your floss in one of the drawers, which isn't obvious? That isn't an advantage to you. Let's say you want to start tracking your calories or your macros for your fitness journey. Where should you keep your kitchen scale? Should it be inside one of the cupboards and you have to plug it in every time? No, of course not. It should be right there on the kitchen counter, super easy to use with like a bowl or a plate already on top of it. So when you wake up in the morning, all you've got to do is press like the one button to turn on your kitchen scale and you can start weighing your fucking eggs or your whey protein or whatever you're making today. How about reducing your bullshit time on your computer? How could you make that less obvious? Again, this might sound crazy to you, but what if you go occupy one of the other rooms in your house, like if you've got like a study room or whatever, and you move your computer there? So in your bedroom, it's just time to sleep and maybe read or whatever. What if right now, like the problem for you is your laptop or your computer, you literally move it every night to a different room so that you can't use it first thing in the morning or you can't use it when you're going to sleep? What if you unplug it? Like if you have like a proper desktop, like gaming computer, what if you unplug the fucking power thing, you know, the power cable at the back and move it somewhere? This sounds extreme, but like that would literally take you, what, like 10 seconds to crouch down and pull it out, right? 10 seconds, 15 seconds to go move it somewhere. Sounds extreme, but what if you save an hour of your fucking screen time per day? The same with your phone, right? Like, None of you motherfuckers who ever watch my videos better fucking complain about your screen time ever again, because I've given you the official cure to not being a screen time junkie. Just move your fucking phone and make it less obvious. Don't ever charge your phone in your bedroom ever again. And that means don't leave your phone in your bedroom ever again, because it's charging downstairs in like the kitchen or something. That's like the official spot where you like your phone stays, basically. You're not that special. You're not that fucking important. Fuck you, honestly. You're not that important that you need to like get the fucking the notification. Mr. President has fucking messaged Mr. Hamza's messaged me or some shit. You're not that fucking important. You don't get messages that are that important. Just shut the fuck up, okay? Oh, but I need to reply to people. No, you don't. The girl who texts me, no, she'll like you more if you stop replying quickly, you fucking loser, right? So you don't need to reply to messages quickly, especially in these days when you're building up your fucking life. How do you use your phone and make it more obvious in your life than I do with mine, and I'm already rich? Like, how are you lazier with some of these things? How is, like, screen time a bigger problem for you? When I need money a lot less than you do. I'm already rich and I'm more extreme with these things than you are. Like, you should feel extremely shameful when you think, like, there's a guy you're watching who's more successful than you. I have more resources. I'm more safe financially. And I still am more extreme with, like, how little distractions I allow in my life. So if you're not a fucking bitch, implement this from today. Make these bad habits less obvious. I know it sounds a bit extreme, like not charging your phone in your own bedroom, but if that saves you like an hour of screen time a day, holy fuck, that's fucking massive. That's fucking huge. If it saves you from not using your phone at nighttime for an extra 30 minutes, in the morning for an extra 30 minutes, that's fucking huge. I want you to be the weird, extreme guy who's so different from everyone else. Make these things less obvious in your life. And for the good habits, make them more obvious. Look, you want to get more into stretching and you have like a yoga mat. Should you keep that yoga mat rolled up underneath your bed, or should it just be out, ready, in the spot, already set up? Of course, right there. There's a tip that I've heard from people, which is that they get a pull-up bar, you know, the one that you can add to your doorframe, and they just keep it there, like in their kitchen doorframe or something, 24/7. It's obvious. So when they walk past, they'll do like one set to failure randomly. It's obvious. Now imagine if we put that same pull-up bar and we just put it into the garage and we put it, you know, far away. You would use it literally 10 times less because it's not right there in your visual field. This is how I read so much. I keep like my Kindle and my books ready right on my desk or wherever I sit, so that whenever I'm like kind of contemplating doing something bad, like scrolling on my phone, I just aggressively grab a book instead. And the moment I start reading the book, I'm reading it for hours. But it's just starting the thing, which is just the hardest part. Like, this is the weird lesson you need to remember. Because you probably relate to this, right? Imagine you haven't read books in like a few days or weeks. And you keep thinking about it, but you just don't grab the book and open it. But the one day you grab the book and open it, you actually read for like an hour. The only thing that was different was the fact that you literally just started it. What you need to do is just start the good habit. You don't need to do the whole thing. You just need to start it. You just need to walk on top of the yoga mat and you'll randomly go like stretch for 5 minutes. You just need to sit still and meditate and you'll start meditating for a few minutes. You just need to like, on the other hand, is not start the bad habits. Because if you just don't start using your phone, let's say scrolling, you literally have just saved 3 hours. If you just start scrolling, an hour has disappeared minimum, right? So do you see how impactful it is? The starting point of just how obvious the habit should be or shouldn't be based on if you want it to be more or less in your life. So take a second right now to think, okay, the good habit that you want to get more consistent in, how can you make it more visually obvious in your life? And then think about a bad habit that you're like, man, this is pissing me off. It's one of the worst bad habits I'm doing. For most of us, it's going to be screen related. It's going to be our phones. And think about how you can make it less obvious. Now, the next piece of advice I want to give you to force your brain to stick to the good habits is to lower the barrier of success. Back in 2020, when I first got onto self-improvement, I downloaded this meditation app, and the smallest meditation you could do on it was 3 minutes. So my goal became to meditate for 3 minutes a day. I didn't achieve that goal like any day. I would set out to do this meditation. A lot of days I would skip it, and the days where I would finally just fucking press the sort of play button of this meditation, I would be so bored within 1 minute or 2 minute that I'd just get up and stop the app. And I would, like, I know this sounds extreme, but I would literally get up and just go start smoking weed. That's how, like, down bad I fucking was in 2020, which is why I'm, like, I'm such a proud, like, not proud in the bad way, but, you know, I'm such a, like, a fulfilled man. Because 5 years ago, I was a fucking junkie who couldn't even meditate for 2 minutes without needing a weed break. Now I'm, like, a millionaire and successful and whatever. So the lesson that I had to learn, which took me a while, was if you lower the barrier to success, you will actually stick to the good habits more. The barrier to success, you know, the idea of, like, what was good back then for me was doing the 3 minute meditation. How do you think I felt when I would stop the meditation? Do you think I felt like, oh yeah, sweet, you meditated for 2 minutes? No, because the goal was 3 minutes. The barrier to success was 3 minutes. I didn't make it. And so I felt bad, right? You understand this, right? Whatever you set as the goal for the day, for whatever habits, if you don't achieve that goal, you will feel bad. But it's the positive feelings, it's the positive emotions that actually lead you to do more of the good habits. So just consider this. What if whatever you're struggling with right now, let's say it's meditation and you're trying to do a 5 minute meditation every day and you keep missing it. What if you changed it to a 30 second meditation? And you could do it so easily, even when you're taking, like, a shit in the morning or you're showering, or just 30 seconds after you shower or something. You wouldn't need to miss a day, literally any day for the rest of your life. You could meditate 30 seconds, right? So imagine that level of consistency. If you just meditated every day for the rest of your life for 30 seconds, and there's no day that you wouldn't have 30 seconds, right? It's such a small amount that you actually could be quite reasonably 99, 100% consistent in it. If you set that as your goal, when you've done the 30 seconds of meditation, you've got that slight positive emotion of, like, oh yeah, I got a win. Getting that feeling of, like, having a win is so powerful, because it's that sort of positive emotion that means that you'll want to get the next win and the next win and the next win. You remember playing video games like League of Legends or whatever, where if your team would lose, you'd get what's called tilted, where literally you'd perform worse on the games afterwards, and you'd have to take a break. But you also go on winning streaks. You see this with, like, athletes and, you know, the MMA fighters and whatever. When you get into a winning streak where you got one win, then the second win, then the third win, it's like, bro, you're just snowballing. You've got momentum. Your self-esteem's fucking high. Your testosterone literally increases with every win that you stack up, because it's like you're literally saying to yourself, yeah, I'm a winner. I naturally deserve this. So we get that winning feeling if we lower the barrier for success. We think that having a high barrier for success, like, for example, we should only be happy if we meditate 5, 10, 20 minutes a day, if we journal, if we go to the gym, if we eat clean, if we track our calories, if we work on a business, if we do this, if we go to bed on time. We think that that is a day that, like, can be classified as a win. But the problem is, that's a pretty fucking high day, and we only get, like, what, 10% of days that are quite perfect like that. So it doesn't serve us to think, yeah, that's the day that we need to be aiming for. What if we set our sights lower, which I know sounds extreme, but just watch this, right? If we set our sights to believe that the win is just 30 seconds of meditation, the win is just doing 10 push-ups in the morning, or one set of push-ups in the morning, not the entire workout, but just the one set. And I know what you're thinking, like, but that's not a win though, you're not going to make much muscle from that. But just listen, imagine if you do that and you're like, yeah, I just did my 30 seconds of meditation. If you sat down and did 30 seconds of meditation and you felt a little bit happy about it, be honest, what would you do right away? Most likely, you would probably go and continue meditating for another few minutes because you felt positive about it. You see, when the goal is actually small enough and the barrier to success is lower and you very easily pass that threshold, most of the time you'll actually want to do more because you have that positive feeling where it wasn't like this, you know, this arduous, like this gritty task, but it was actually quite enjoyable. This is so weird for me to say, because usually I'd be telling you to be more ambitious and grind more. But if you're struggling with consistency, I'm telling you, it's because whatever habit you're not consistent in, it's because you've deemed success in that habit is too high. So think about the habit that you're not consistent in. Let's say it's meditation. You think meditating equals what? 3 minutes of meditation? 5, 10, 20 minutes? That's why you miss so many days. If you believed meditating today equaled 10 seconds, You would meditate every day. But here's the thing. You wouldn't just average 70 seconds of meditation over the week, you know, 10 seconds per day. Because a few of those days, you'd meditate for 10 seconds and you'd just stay there for an extra 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And this is how you keep going up. The problem with guys who are struggling to get into the gym is that they see the full gym workout, the 1 hour workout where you got to get ready, you got to get over there, your muscles hurt, whatever. But if you're not consistent in doing the habit, then it means it's just too high. It means you have to lower the barrier for success so that you can surpass that barrier and then get this positive feeling, which makes you want to stay and do more. Like, just imagine if we're in the gym and you fail on a weight. Okay, we're going to go do bench press. You set 100 kg on the bar and you can't hit it. You can't do 100 kg bench press. If you felt bad about that, okay, I would understand, you know, if you've been working hard for it, whatever. But then imagine if your response to that was to increase the weight. Like, think about how retarded that is. Imagine you go to the gym with a friend, he fails and he's not strong enough to do 100 kg bench press. And then he gets all angry saying, oh, I've tried to do 100 kg bench press, like, you know, for the last few weeks. I just can't hit it. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to do 120 kg today. You'd be like, wait, what? Are you a fucking retard? You can't even do 100 kg, right? But then why do you do the same thing with your habits? When you miss meditation, be honest, you do this, don't you? When you miss meditation and you didn't do your 5 minutes today, don't you, like a fucking retard, say, yeah, I'm just going to do 10 minutes tomorrow. And when you overeat your calories, don't you say like, oh yeah, I'm just going to eat like nothing but protein tomorrow. When you don't go to the gym today, have you said some retarded shit? Like, yeah, I'll do 2 workouts tomorrow. Yeah, because you're a fucking retard, just like I am, right? All of us have done some stupid shit where when we can't hit the barrier, what we do is we don't lower the barrier. We increase it and we punish our like future selves tomorrow. Like, we weren't productive today. We didn't study for an hour today because that felt like out of our capabilities. And we're like, yeah, future me, like tomorrow's me, you have to do 2 hours. It's like, no wonder you're fucking depressed and you hate yourself. You're a fucking asshole to yourself. You literally punish your future self. Then you wake up tomorrow, you're like, oh, fuck's sake. Yesterday, I fucking didn't even go to the gym. Now I've got to do 2 workouts today. What the fuck? I've got to go to the gym and do fucking push and pull today. Like, that's fucking retarded, bro. So retarded. Listen, if you're not hitting that barrier, if you're not like doing the habit, what makes you think that adding, like making it harder tomorrow is the fucking logical thing? If you're not achieving the little milestone, you know, the habit that you said you would do, it's because it's too high and you have to lower it. This is where some humility will help. The reason why you're not consistent, I promise, is because of your big, fat, stinky ego. Because you have set the idea that you are good enough to do X minutes of meditation, to be this consistent in the gym, to eat this calories, whatever it is for the habit. You have this idea that you can do that consistently, but you can't. So the clear, obvious way is to lower the barrier and to act like the achievement, you know, like checking off the habit, is way lower. And if you weren't an egotistical asshole, you'd listen to this and do it right away. But it hurts your ego to say, yeah, like, if I do 30 seconds of meditation today, that's progress, because I usually don't even do that. It hurts your ego to say that. It really does. Of course it does. But imagine how easy it would be to do 30 seconds of meditation or 30 seconds of stretching or whatever the habit is that you're not consistent in. And you'd be consistent literally right away. And it's not much volume. And I know you'll be pissed saying, yeah, but you're not going to make real progress from that. But if you do it every single day, first of all, it's not like the little bit will make you the progress. It's not like 30 seconds of stretching or meditation will really make you more flexible or mindful. But it's that those 30 seconds will turn into 1 minute tomorrow and then 2 minutes. And then you've finally gotten up to the 5 minutes that you were aiming for. You're a beginner who stepped into the gym trying to lift 100 kg right away. Like, that's the equivalent of you starting meditation and trying to do a 10-minute meditation session. A beginner who starts in the gym and tries to do 100 kg bench press, and when he fails, he tries to again or and again and again, or he tries to increase the fucking weight, and then he just quits and says, no, but I tried going to the gym, but I just couldn't bench press 100 kg. Like, motherfucker, how many guys do you know who have said the same retarded, fucking absolute retard sentence? Yeah, I tried meditation, it just wasn't working. That's like a fucking absolute skinny little bastard coming to the gym and saying, yeah, I tried lifting 100 kg, but I just couldn't do it, so I've just quit the gym instead. Do you see how retarded people are these days? I tried to meditate, but it didn't work for me. It's literally the motherfucker who tried for 10 minutes, got bored and said, yep, this weight is too heavy, so now I'm just going to quit the gym instead. Like, are you fucking brain dead? You know many people like this. You might be one of these motherfuckers. Be honest. Because I know a lot of the motherfuckers who watch my videos, they like to say, yeah, yeah, I'm on self-improvement. And they don't even meditate or journal. Because the one time you tried or the two times you tried, it was too heavy. That isn't that completely fucking brain dead? So the lesson here is, lower the barrier for success. If you can't meditate consistently for 10 minutes a day, why the fuck is that still your goal? You can't hit that weight. So lower it. Lower the bench press to 80 kg, which you can hit. And then 2 weeks from now, make it 82.5. 2 weeks from now, make it 85. And then soon, like me, you're repping 100 kg. You can do it for 5, 10 reps easily now. That's what you need to do. But so many guys will just get stuck on the idea that they've got to meditate for 5 minutes, or you've got to meditate or stretch or whatever for 10 minutes. And then they just aren't good enough to do that and to stick with it. On the day that you want to skip the habit, you need to set the barrier for success so low that on a bad day where you don't want to do the habit because you're distracted and your stomach hurts and you've got a headache, you can still do it. For most people, that'll be like 10 seconds of meditation a day. You check it off every day, even though it feels foolish to just do 10 seconds. Because on most days, when you check it off, you'll stay for longer anyway. The barrier for success in these habits should basically be as low as it can be, just to make sure that even on bad days, you can check it off, okay? If you just do that, you've automatically gotten consistent and you will do more volume because of this, because you'll feel more positive about it. The next piece of advice I want to give you to force your brain to do the good habits is to use the Marine Commando mindset. So back in 2020, I went on a hike up this mountain, and me and everyone else, we were all walking up the mountain like the sort of normal way, and you get to the last bit where there's like a bit of a I don't know what it is, like a bit of a monument or whatever that, you know, you kind of touch to symbolize that you've went up the mountain. We're pretty high up, and my dad shouts over and he says, Hamza, look, that guy is climbing from the steep side of the mountain. So imagine there's two sides of this mountain. One is like this very, very long, windy path. This is where, you know, the families and normal people are going. And then there was like just a sheer drop, like a cliff. And obviously you can't go up that way, right? That's what I thought. So when my dad said there's someone climbing up that way, I thought he was taking the piss. No one would climb up that way. You'd all walk the normal way. I walk over to the edge. He's like, be careful, be careful. I look over to the edge. There's a fucking guy climbing up this cliffside. I was like, holy shit, that's one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. You literally see like rocks falling off from his hands, like going, crashing down. I was like, holy shit, that's badass. He comes up. And I speak to him, I introduce myself. Oh yeah, like, my name's Hamza, I'm this, I've just started a YouTube channel. He owns a gym and he used to be a Marine Commando. So in the UK, Marine Commando is kind of like being a Navy SEAL. It's like one of the top sort of like hardest military branches to get into. And I end up, you know, speaking to him and doing some extra like activities. He's even led some activities, like some meetups and stuff with my program as well. So every now and then I'll message him. And when we have like 100, 200 guys come with us on like an expedition, it's cool as fuck, isn't it? We do that stuff with like my followers. But back in like 2021, I interviewed him for a podcast. You could even find it on this channel if you just search like Hamza Marine Commando. And I asked him about this. Like, how do you guys do such hard habits? And what can we, like, learn from you as guys who are on self-improvement, who are trying to become productive and go to the gym and stuff? These guys, like these Marines, they have to be ultra-disciplined. But of course, sometimes they don't feel like it. So what specifically do they think about when they don't feel like it, when they feel kind of weak? And what he said was exactly what I was already doing, like in that season of my life where I was becoming more disciplined. So when he said it, I was like nodding my head thinking, oh shit, that's exactly what I do. And the advice he gave was to just think about the current step, the current task at hand. When we are struggling to get consistent in a habit, let's say like going to the gym, the reason why we might skip the gym today is because we're sat here right now, like on our computer chair or on our phones with like quite a low resting heart rate. And then we think about being in the gym and the, you know, the sweaty squats that we have to do. And we think, oh, you know what? I just couldn't imagine that right now. No, I just couldn't do that. But you don't actually have to do that heavy set of squats right now. The current task would be just for you to stand up and get changed into your gym clothes. Just see how that's one step on the way to going to the gym. The next step would be putting in your earphones. The next step would be putting your shoes on. The next step would be packing your bag. The next step would be walking out the door and going to the gym. The next step would be warming up and loading the bar. The next step would be doing the actual squat. Just see how there's like so many steps on the way to the big thing. It feels so hard for us to imagine the big thing, the big task, like let's say the meditation session. Like, you know, sometimes we're just sat around thinking, oh, I just don't want to meditate. I just can't be bothered for it. But you don't actually have to meditate just yet. The first step is to get into the seating position and to open up the app or the timer. And you could do that, right? When we feel mentally incapable to do the task, it's because we're forgetting all the tasks beforehand that kind of get you ready for it. So imagine the next time that you feel like you're about to go skip a task for today, like you're not going to do this habit today, like studying. You'll be there kind of having fun, whatever, and then you'll just quickly think about studying and be like, oh man, I really, like, I'm just not in that sort of like vibrational frequency. I just couldn't imagine doing that right now. But you don't actually have to be in the middle of the study session right now. The next step would be, for example, closing the current tab, which you could do. You could, you know, move your computer mouse and close the Google Chrome tab or whatever, and open up the document that you need for your studies. And you could do that. You like, that's not hard to do. Then it's like, okay, well, the next step is to read the document. And you could do that. Then you're already in the middle of it. You've started it. Now it's so much easier for you to continue it. Just see how our mind plays tricks on us. And it makes you imagine the big height, the discomfort, the hard, scary thing. Like, I've got leg day after this. And if I try and think about it right now, I'll want to pussy out of it because I'll be thinking of myself sweating and pushing hard as fuck to the point that my brain almost feels like it's going to explode, like on leg press with like 300 kilograms of weight. That'll feel too hard for me to do right now when I'm not warmed up. I haven't ate anything yet. I'm kind of like, you know, just recording this video. But I don't have to do that. The next step would be, once this video is done, just getting changed. And I could do that. It's not hard to get changed. Then it's putting my shoes on, putting my earphones on. You could do that. Even on a day where you feel kind of sickly, you could do that. Then it's driving over to the gym, and I could do that. Then it's warming up, and I could do that. Just see how, like, you have to remind your brain that there's so many steps that get you to feel ready for it. Because let's say on the day that you don't want to go to the gym, you just force yourself to stand up and do each of those individual tasks, like, you know, put your shoes on, go outside. When you get to the gym and you're doing a bit of the warm-up, I guarantee by that time, you'll actually feel motivated to do the workout. It's just beforehand, we create like a beast of the task because we imagine the big set in the gym, for example, but without all the warm-up and the getting ready beforehand. So this is what I learned from this guy. His name's Jack, and he's the Marine. Was that you don't want to allow your mind to make such a big deal out of the task that you've got to do, because there's so many tasks beforehand that literally mentally and physically prep you for the big task, right? Imagine the big task is like the heavy set of squats that we're going to start our leg day with. You don't think about the heavy set of squats and then get scared thinking, oh, you know what, I don't really feel like it, because all the tasks beforehand kind of warm you up mentally and physically for that step. So it doesn't make sense for you to think about that big thing. Like, for example, let's say you want to go and cold approach a girl. Do you know how difficult it feels to cold approach a girl when you're sat there thinking about what to say? And it becomes like this big mental hurdle. But you don't actually have to say anything yet because she's all the way over there. So what's the next step? For you to stand up and walk towards her. And that sounds scary. Wait, you'll walk towards her without knowing what to say? Yes, absolutely. That is, I promise you right now, every guy who's actually good at like speaking to girls will be nodding their head. The way, like, the best time you'll go speak to a girl is not when you've mentally thought of what you'll say in your mind, but it's the moment you see her, you just command your legs to walk towards her, and your brain will come up with something to say when you are there. That's when you'll enjoy that interaction so much more, rather than thinking, oh, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? Because that's not the next step you should actually be preparing for. The next step is you walking over. Why are we allowing our brains to get this sort of this trick, this trap of thinking of the big hard thing rather than thinking of the thing that we've actually got to do right now, which actually makes the big hard thing easier and easier and easier because you warm up to it? Does this make sense? So whatever like habit that you're struggling with, the reason why you might skip it today is because you're thinking, oh man, like the height of the discomfort is going to be too much for me. But you'll warm up to it. So again, this is like the same advice as always is you just have to fucking start. You just have to get on top of the yoga mat and just convince yourself, no, like I don't have to think of the hardest stretch, you know, that feels so tight, whatever. All I have to do is walk onto the yoga mat, and it's not hard to do that. You don't have to do the big heavy set in the gym. All you've got to do is put your earphones on, put your gym playlist on, and pack your bag and walk out the door. If you just do that, like convince your brain, you don't have to go to the gym. All you've got to do is put your earphones in and walk out the door. I guarantee once you're out the door, you'll actually want to fucking go to the gym. You know this, right? You're probably nodding your head thinking, yeah, if I walked out my door with music on and I didn't feel like going to the gym beforehand, but by the time I'd leave my home with the same music on that I always have, I'd probably kind of feel like going to the gym at that point, right? All of us kind of understand this. We play this big fucking like narrative, this story of, yeah, this thing's so hard. But most of the time, it's not as soon as you actually do some of the intermediate steps first. So just focus on the current task rather than the big thing. Click and watch this video. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.